The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Dashwood-Brown, Head of Investor Relations at Anexo. A-N-X is ticker there. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Justin. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you've released a full year trading update, and one of the first lines in there is music to investors' ears. You know, when you say that the board is pleased to announce that revenue growth has exceeded the group's forecast and the profit before tax will be significantly ahead of market expectations. There's nothing better for an investor than that, isn't there? The share price reacted nicely. We'll talk about the update in a bit more detail. Before we do, Nick, as always, if you could just give us a brief overview of what Anexo is all about, please.
Sure. Anexo is an integrated credit hire and legal services group. We act for the non-fault motorist, people involved in an accident which wasn't caused by them. And we specialize in what we call impecunious claimants. In other words, people who do not have the wherewithal to provide themselves with a replacement vehicle through their own resources. We provide a replacement vehicle at commercial credit hire rates, and we use our in-house litigators, Bond Turner, to recover hire and repair charges from the at-fault motorist insurers. Our legal subsidiary, Bond Turner, is also involved in housing disrepair, and we're also involved in the so-called VW emissions case, which has been recently in the High Court.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay. Well, let's dig into that. Like I said, the first sentence there is very optimistic on the revenue and profit. So how are you achieving this, Nick? How are you accomplishing this?
You enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed writing it, I have to say. the growth strategy, really, it's the main thing is our core business, which is the credit hire business and the litigation business against the at-fault motorist. And ultimately, this depends on the number of vehicles we've got on the road. And the vehicles we had on the road have been extremely strong in the second half of 2021. We peaked at around 2,500 vehicles on the road at the end of the year. At the moment, we're standing about 2,300. So that's a very considerable increase on the year before. And each vehicle we have on the road is obviously another case that we can bring against the insurance company. So that's been underpinned both in terms of cars and motorcycles. The majority of our business is motorcycles, and the majority of our business at the moment is in terms of write-offs as opposed to repairs. Obviously, a write-off vehicle has a longer hire period than a vehicle that gets repaired and then given back to the owner. So that's really what's driven it. That's also been underpinned by the results from the legal division in terms of case settlements and cash collection. As the courts reopen coming out of COVID and as everybody gets back to full-time working, then we believe that the trend for case settlements is going to continue and to increase.
Excellent stuff. And you say there are a number of factors in as far as the motorcycle courier market, withdrawal of competitors due to COVID.
Well, yeah, there's various things about this. I mean, we did see an explosion in the number of couriers, and anybody who's on the street can see this. People delivering goods, delivering food, and so on and so forth. There's been a huge expansion of people delivering on the back of motorcycles. And by motorcycles, I mean, you know, the smaller bikes, sort of 125cc and below, which is a specialization of ours. Now, some of our competitors in that space, and they're not huge competitors, have been withdrawing partly because of COVID, partly because of the Civil Liability Act, which came into force in May 2021, which massively reduced the potential damages you could get for whiplash injury. So it meant that a lot of the personal injury solicitors have withdrawn from the market. A lot of their business has come our way. Mm-hmm. The other thing to mention is that we announced a deal with MCE Insurance. This is our first direct deal with an insurer, as opposed to our normal business model of getting business through third-party introduction through small garages. This means that there will be an increase in the number of cases that we're going to be referred from MCE, and we believe those cases are uniformly good quality, and they're going to make a big addition to our portfolio of cases.
Excellent stuff. And just if you could just expand on the Volkswagen emissions case, if you could. What's happening there, Nick?
Well, as you may be aware, this has been ongoing for a while. And VW went to the High Court again in December to try and get the case thrown out, or specifically the deceit part of the case thrown out. The problem with the deceit claim from VW's point of view is, I believe, that they may be liable for exemplary damages if they're found in deceit. Anyway, they failed in this. So that's another occasion where the High Court has thrown out their case. And this has happened more than once. And they were previously refused leave to appeal against the previous High Court decision. So really, the bull is in their court. We've currently got about 15,000 claims on this. We're just waiting to see what happens with that. There is a court date set for the beginning of 2023. And really, we're just seeing as to whether or not VW will seek to settle, as they have done in every other jurisdiction in which they've had litigation against them, or whether they will hold out and see whether it goes to full trial.
Yeah. But in the meantime, the business is performing very well, and you think it's going to continue in this vein. Is that right?
Well, I think we're very optimistic for 2022. One other thing I would like to mention is the housing disrepair team within Bond Turner, our legal subsidiary. This is something that we announced at the tail end of last year, but it has been in operation for a few months. The statistics speak for themselves, really. There are about 4 million people in social housing in this country, about 4.4 million in private rental. And a lot of these properties are in relatively poor condition. So we've made a very strong start with this. We've got a number of cases on the go at the moment, more than we thought internally. And they are settling better, more quickly, and for higher value than we had otherwise anticipated. So we think this is going to be a considerable growth area for us. And it's worth bearing in mind that, you know, we believe we are providing a useful social service for people who are living in substandard accommodation, whether it's damp, mold, the heating doesn't work, or the sanitation is not up to scratch. We can help these people out, and we believe that's a useful function that we are providing.
Yeah, absolutely, marvelous stuff. Okay, Nick, if you could get on that top 10 most followed list. If someone's not following Inexo but listening right now, and think they should, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
The momentum within the business has been extremely strong throughout the pandemic. If anybody can be said to have a good COVID, I suppose we've had a good COVID. In the sense that more vehicles have been on the road. So really, you need to be involved with us, because we are operating a very successful credit hire business, putting vehicles on the road for people who otherwise would not be able to provide themselves with transport or replacement transport. The other thing to bear in mind is that housing disrepair is a growing area. There's going to be a lot more publicity about this. You may have seen some television programs on this recently. This is something which is going to become a major part of our business. And thirdly, you have the potential kicker of the VW emissions case. Should that be settled, or should that go to final court and VW lose their case, as they have done in every jurisdiction, then we would expect an interesting settlement for our clients, from which we are due a certain proportion. So for those three reasons, I think it's worth people putting us on their watch list.
Excellent stuff. Good to chat to you, Nick, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.